Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Doesn't sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting to know you chit chat. This sounds like you actually have something to say.
Well,
why are we having this conversation? What the hell am I doing here?
Now, I've actually gone deaf in one ear as well.
Since last Friday.
Oh, you know what you need? You need your ears cleaned.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's all that's happened to me. You get wax clogged in there. You need to go in. You can do it. You do it, and then you just fucking get it out. And you, I was like deaf for like 2 weeks.
That'd be quite satisfying. I reckon.
Yeah,
it really is. Don't do the thing where you get a Q-tip and put it in. You're pushing. If it's hard wax, you just push it further in. It makes it worse.
Well, if you know this hair clip technique, they're like little hair pin things. Yes. There's like a little hook on it.
Is it to puncture your eardrum? Are you trying to?
Yeah, no. It's more scooping.
That is a better idea. Yeah, scooping is good, but it might be too far gone.
Yeah,
Bobby, do you see what is removed?
Oh, that's good. That's really.
It's very satisfying.
And does it just feel so clear? Because I've got really bad tinnitus for the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Oh man,
we should all do it together.
I might go tomorrow.
It is amazing. I've seen 5 audiologists in the last 4 years. They've all been South African women.
What's an audiologist?
Interesting. Okay. The person that looks at your ears.
Oh, right, Can you dumb it down?
The woman that's scraping wax out of my fucking
head. In your ears.
It's a continent called Africa, and there's a part of it called South Africa.
But I do look, because when you do that thing, you know, when you get in the swimming pool? And,
yes.
So, it feels like that in one ear.
Oh, that's wax. Yeah.
Wax.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Let's get out. Let's do it live on the podcast.
We're desperate for ideas. Yeah.
But you do, like, because obviously the line of work we're in, the amount of times we go to venues that have real shitty sound systems and you come out of it and like I wake up next morning, I'm like, why is my head buzzing? And it's because I've still got the buzz from the venue. It's last night.
Yeah.
So yeah. Clearing the wax.
I'm playing venues with no buzz. That's how I go. I'm doing the no buzz place. Not a problem for me, TT.
Yeah, usually the laughter should drown it out. Tom,
I didn't.
No, it's just I literally hear the buzz of the equipment. And
Tom,
that's
I don't think we've ever done a gig together that had atmosphere where the next day you'd be like, oh, the buzz of that buzz. We're always doing gigs together, making us question why we've made these choices.
I've done some really weird gigs with you.
I know.
We'll get to it. But
we'll get to it.
Bobby Mayer's here, everybody.
Oh, yeah, Bobby Mayer.
Hello.
How are you? Bobby was telling me you had a bit of a sprint here.
I did. It was good. I was going to get a line bike. I've never biked in this city in London because I was terrified of biking because I thought I'd get hit by a car. But now that I drive here, I realize that, okay, I know the rules of the road now. So I started renting these line bikes to kind of dip my toe into cycling.
Yeah.
So I was ready. I was going to get a line bike. I was going to bike to the station, then come here. And I get to the line bike and it just doesn't exist. The app lied.
Well, so where's Lime Bike? Is that the old Noons have a Boris bike? Like, Boris bike?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Lime's is more expensive, but they're everywhere.
Yeah.
People just leave them on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
They just like throw them on the road. It's terrible.
Sort of like, lots of, you know, like masks. COVID masks just abandoned. Yeah,
they're the COVID masks of transportation. I don't know how it's legal. I don't know how, as a company, they said to the city, hey, listen, do you want this city littered with bikes? And we overcharge people. It's more expensive to take a Lime bike often than it is to take an Uber.
It's like, you know, like when they you know, when they introduced like bullfrogs to Australia and they repopulate and everything. That's going to be happening.
They're trying to do that with the bikes.
Yeah. Bikes keep fucking. And making new little bikes everywhere, and it's fucking absolute chaos.
Just get tricycles. So, how much is it? So, what do you pay by an hour?
You pay by the 27 cents a minute. And I looked it up. You can rent a car for 32 cents a minute.
Really?
Oh, yes.
I like the fact you're talking cents.
Yeah.
You don't talk in pounds.
Well, I'm talking pence.
Pence, you said pence.
Oh, I thought you said cents.
No, I did say cents. Oh, yeah. But cent, pence. I say cents because I'm, you know, Canadian, so we would say a cent, but you would say a pence, right?
Right, yeah.
A pence?
A pence?
Penny.
No,
I've
a penny. Heard of
pence. Can't get it for a pence.
P. 27p.
27p.
Yeah. Yeah, go back to cents.
Exactly.
It made sense to go talk cents.
It did make sense, yeah. Yes.
But how long have you been over here now?
12 years.
Wow.
July 2011.
What's the worst place you've been to in the UK?
Oh, I don't want to say this studio because we're here right now.
No. We could take it.
Pretty the worst. It, no, this studio is nice. This is cool. Yeah. I like the vibe. The worst place I've been to in the UK is probably, well, there's worst place, and then there's place I hate the most. So you know what I mean?
There's
those
no
are
worst place.
Yeah.
There's less personal than it. Just
right after the worst place I've been to is right after Brexit. I was working on like a topical show, and they sent me to Boston because it had voted leave the most.
Oh, so they're like Lincolnshire.
Yeah. And they were like, we want you to interview the people of Boston and make them look stupid. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, we want to show that they're idiots for wanting to leave the EU. So I go to Boston. I interview the people. I see Boston. And I was like, I can kind of see why they wanted a change. To be honest, it couldn't get worse. So I can understand how they would give it a choice. And someone said, hey, things are going to get better if you do this way. They were like, well, I can't really imagine things looking worse.
At this point.
Yeah.
Let's try anything.
Yeah.
Didn't it have quite a large Polish population, Boston?
There is definitely a high immigration population. Yeah.
I remember being told that a few years ago. And then, so what you'd say it to the Matt, I was like, what, Boston, Lincolnshire? I thought that was. Yeah. And then it explains, oh, hasn't that got a high immigration? Oh, that's, okay, right. Yeah.
Makes sense.
They wanted to slow it down a bit. Like, can we just slow this down, please?
Yeah, I've been getting to see lots. Like, we spoke on last week's podcast, didn't it? I've been getting around England lately.
Really?
UK.
Jack's adorable when he goes to new places.
I'm really blown away by new places.
You ask questions. What do you do?
I'm just surprised at how nice everyone is. Everyone's so nice. I don't know where all these nice people been all my life.
Were you like raised in a cage? What happened?
Yeah, sort of Croydon. So it's like a zoo, to be honest. But I was in Dublin last night. And again,
no, you weren't. You're in Belfast.
I cut that. I'm cutting that.
Yeah. Start again. I was in Belfast last night.
Yeah, not Dublin.
I was in Belfast last night.
Yeah.
It was just so bloody nice. Nice people.
But what do you? People always say, but what did you think they were going to be like? You think they're going to be like, yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, I think just that's how cab drivers pick you up in London. Fuck you.
Get in. Yeah. You're so used to London. You're born and raised in London. I think, not that you feel attention, but you look over your shoulder when you enter a place, don't you?
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I think it's just that, you know, going somewhere new is exciting, isn't it? And you go there and you're sort of pleasantly surprised by how nice it is. Oh. Like, literally, the cab driver from the airport to my hotel in Belfast, right? He said, what are you doing here? I said, I'm a comedian. I said, are you doing the show at the Empire? I said, yeah. He goes, oh, my son's going to that. I was like, you know, that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, that's nice.
Oh. Nice little chat. Yeah.
Did you meet his son?
I don't know. He might have been there. I should have given him a shout out, shouldn't I?
You should have.
Given him a shout out. But no, it was just.
Because then you could have got the ride back to the airport for free. I was going to say, was there people that knew you from online stuff there?
I think so, yeah.
Were they nice to you?
Yeah.
Surprisingly nice.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah, they were nice.
They weren't like, hey, we watch your videos. Go fuck yourself. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
This is
the thing. Touch wood. Like, because, you know, whenever I do get approached by people, they're always nice.
On the
touch wood. You know what I mean?
Like, on the walk to the studio, a guy went, hi, Jack.
Yeah.
That was interesting, though. It doesn't say a big fan, just says hello.
He just says hello, Jack.
Yeah, yeah.
I got that. I was in a chicken shop once, and this family, they were ordering a lot of chicken. They were having a really good time. If anything, I was like, wow, I didn't know you could order that much food in one of these places. Like, they were really going for it. And they were, you know how there's always like two tables? They were their tables. They were the whole chicken shop that was theirs. I was just standing in the corner waiting for my measly small amount of chicken. Yeah. And this lady was like, I know who you are. You're a comedian. I said, yeah, yes, I am a comedian. She said, I know.
Oh, wow.
I was like, okay, but like
the end of interaction.
There was no like, you're good at it. It was just she was like, you're not fucking fooling me.
Yeah.
I know who you are. But there was no warmth to it. There was no sign she wasn't happy. If anything, she was displeased to see me. But she wanted me to know she knew. As if it was some dark secret I was keeping by not announcing it to the man at the chicken shop.
Yeah. How often do you get recognized, Bobby?
Oh, but not often enough, but often enough that I remember it and there's a story when it happens.
I always think like people recognizing you, like I think, do they think they're being subtle? Yeah, because you can see him going, that's that bloke over there. And I'm sort of there pretending not, like, I can't see them doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's like, do they think they're being subtle with it? I don't mind, but it's just.
Oh, I love it. I'm like, yeah, excuse me, please talk to me like you know me. Because most people that know me don't like me that much. So someone who thinks they know me and likes me is an amazing person, because this mirage can only last for like three conversations before they're like, oh, you're a bit depressing, actually. Like, so I want to live in this mirage. Keep it coming. That's why I need this.
Yeah.
What is your chicken shop order?
Probably a two-piece with fries, and maybe they never have. The thing is, I was like a big fan of Coca-Cola, but they usually wouldn't have a Coca-Cola. They wouldn't have a Phantom, but they have like an Orange Tango. So I have to go off brand.
Right, okay.
And what sort of chicken shop are we talking?
Morley's.
Yeah.
Morley's, yeah.
Or something
similar.
A similar ilk.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because you get, it's sort of like KFC seems to be top tier, doesn't it? Mm. Like, but it's not.
It's not.
No, it is. No,
it's
not.
Do you know what? I don't mind a favorite chicken.
Yeah.
Favorite chicken's all right. You mean favorite chicken?
No.
Favorite chicken's okay.
Oh, well, KFC, you know what they do well? Skin. If I was KFC, I would really change my menu. Get rid of chicken, and we just sell chicken skin.
Yeah.
If you did a bucket of chicken skin, that would sell. Just a bucket of chicken skin.
I feel bad for the chickens, though. Because they're just getting skinned. And then could we figure out a way to make me live without skin? You can have my skin to keep me alive? Is that possible? I saw a burn victim once. He had 98% of his body wasn't skin anymore. He was alive. So maybe you can just take my skin and somehow I live in an incubator or something. We don't need to kill me if the skin is... Guys, I'm willing to negotiate.
Horrific farm. Skinless chickens running around.
But living, they're alive.
Yeah, that's true.
They're alive. And in a lot of pain. Cow. Just burn them. And then there's one person that has to try to rub like burn victim cream on like a million chickens.
It's a job.
Yeah,
we can just kill him and just eat the skin and fuck the chicken off.
Speaking of chickens, Chicken Wire is doing okay at the moment, Bobby.
Nice segue.
Good segue.
That was that's how you produce the podcast, by the way.
Produce.
Yeah. There we go.
Someone's got to take charge.
No one. It's probably not doing well enough that anyone has any idea what that means.
Well, let's get into it then.
Tom.
Yes. So
you were there.
I was there. So Bobby recently has put out a video
at Bobby Mayer.
At Bobby Mayer.
On Instagram.
At Bobby Mayer Comedian.
At Bobby Mayer Comedian.
Oh, you're a comedian. Well, no.
Hang on. You're
that's the handle. That's the handle. It's in the handle. I couldn't get my name. My name was already, a six-year-old boy already had my name. This fucking child had the handle, so I had to get someone, a comedian, at the end of my name.
That's what even the woman said to you. You're a comedian.
Yes.
Well, have you seen me live? No, I'm just in your handle.
I know.
I am. I made a video because, I was doing a gig and you were hosting it, right? You told me. I forgot that.
Yeah.
I thought it was 10 years ago, which I said in the video, apparently 8 years ago. I'm on stage, Birmingham Jonglers or whatever the fuck it was called.
Jonglers, yeah.
And this guy shouts at Chicken Wire. I said, what? He said chicken wire. I said, what? They kept shouting out chicken wire, him and his shit friends. And then for the last 10 years, every time I post on my Facebook fan page, they comment and they write chicken wire, thinking they're being so funny, and I fucking hate them. So a couple weeks ago, I figured out that he was using his real name, and I could Google him and go on LinkedIn and figure out where he works. Because really what he's doing is he's invading my work. He's invading my work, yeah. And he's fucking with my work. So I wanted to fuck with his work. So you know what I did? I went to the EE in Dudley, where he's been the assistant manager for 19 fucking years. And I shouted chicken wire in his fucking face to see how he fucking liked it. And guess what? He kind of liked it, actually. So I'm going to have to up the ante and do it again, because I don't want him enjoying this by any means.
Yeah. So my memory of that night was...
Yes.
My everlasting... I definitely remember... You might not remember this. I definitely remember you screaming it in a woman's face.
Well, listen, I've screamed at a lot of people, but this was a man who shouted chicken wire.
Yeah. I don't know...
Have you not worked out why he might have said chicken wire? Is there a bit of your material that you can't work out?
No, I've never had the word chicken wire in my material.
I mean, it's worse things that people could shout at you.
Listen, I've heard those too.
It was quite,
yeah, but they're not gonna. It's the relentlessness of the bullying. Because every time I post, I'd be like, "Oh man, maybe someone commented on my video and they like it." And just say chicken wire. I'm like, "God damn it, he's got me again." And it wasn't just that. I went on his Facebook profile, and every time he would Google me, and he found an interview with me where I told this story, and then he was like calling me out on his page. Right. Calling me like a pussy. And I was just like, I'm fucking done with this guy, fucking Craig. I'll say his name. I didn't say his name in the video to be kind so he didn't get fired, but I'll fucking say it here. Fuck you, Craig.
You say you did it so he wouldn't get fired, but turning up at his workplace and screaming in his face, would that have...
Okay, well, it might... Listen, I don't think the higher-ups would have found out necessarily, but if I put in the video, I feel like it would have gone back to them.
But even if his work did... we would have come into... What's happened? Oh, I say chicken wire on the bloke's videos. I don't know how to deal with this. There's no. What's the protocol for this?
It's emotional bullying, and he didn't.
I remember whilst you were on stage that night, and you were screaming chicken wire back at them. I was with another comedian, Pete Kane. Do you remember Pete?
I'm gonna say yes.
Yeah. So Pete doesn't do comedy anymore. But we both kind of was laughing. And then we kind of, at one point we did think, oh, something like you weren't enjoying it. It looked like you were having a breakdown, but a comedic breakdown. And then it tilted and we thought, oh no, this isn't good.
But then
when you came off, there's a tiny little green room there. Yeah. You went off into the green room and I went and obviously closed the show after you'd gone off. Give it up for Bobby Mayer, everybody. And then, cause you screamed it as you were leaving the stage as well.
We don't need to go into it. We don't need to get into the specifics. Actually, Tom, you know.
So I come off stage.
We don't need to. Who knows what happened?
I come off stage, go into the green room.
Memories are so fluid.
And I come off stage, go backstage.
Did this happen?
I'm expecting Bobby to be like, oh my God. I just walked backstage, went and you just went, hey, TT, you all right? Nothing had happened. So I was like, oh, he's fine.
You know why? Because at that specific gig, the last time I did it before that, I had been booed off stage. So comparatively, getting chicken wire shouted at me wasn't that bad.
Have you done that room since?
I have done it since, and it was fine. And my fine was actually amazing because nobody shouted at me.
Ah.
Yeah, but...
So they've never come to one of your gigs?
The first time I did that room was... even to me, I don't know, it's not as good of a story, but the first time I did that room, it was the first time I'd ever worked for that chain of comedy clubs, and I bombed so hard, people were booing me, a guy stood up and started threatening to attack me, and they really didn't think I was funny. And but here's what's amazing. The show manager felt bad for me. Everyone else in the gig did well. It was clearly my fault. The show man, not my fault someone threatened me, but, you know, but my fault. I bombed. And the show manager felt bad for me. So in the show report, he blamed the audience. So then the booker felt so bad that I was just that she just booked me for a lot more gigs to say sorry for that gig. But what happened there, guys, was I bombed my way to the other side. I did so badly at a gig that they were like, "We want you to work for us again." If I would have done mediocrely, if I would have done just badly, I would have lost out on thousands of pounds. Yeah. But luckily for me, I had the worst gig of my life to the point where they pitied me and gave me work. It was incredible, actually.
So I was right. So wait, when you confronted Craig,
yeah,
did you not want to get some answers? I would have to. Yeah. You got all the way there.
Some answers? No. The answer is, listen.
What does chicken wire mean? I have to.
If you're at war with someone,
yeah.
In the first battle, you don't say, "Hey, could we stop and have a chat about this battle?" No, you strike a blow.
Yeah, but you want to know what you're fighting about.
No. Not necessarily. Not at that point. Yeah, if somebody has been hitting you for 8 years in the face, and you have a chance to hit them back, you're not going to say, "Excuse me, why have you been hitting me?" You are going to strike, and you are going to say, "Chicken wire, chicken wire, chicken wire, chicken wire." And then you're going to say, "I win," and then walk out and eat some chicken. And that is what I did. And I didn't even look at him again. I didn't go back.
So everything you see in the video, that you didn't have any conversation with
him?
No!
I wanted him to just sit there thinking, what just happened? I wanted him to feel the same indecision I felt. I wanted him to think, is he going to come back here with a choir and sing Chicken Wire? Maybe in the next video.
Has he commented on the Chicken Wire video?
Yeah, he's keeping his head down. And I'm worried. But his friends have fucking commented. They're getting in there telling me, oh, it's because of the mental breakdown I apparently had on stage that Tom is now referencing. It's apparently because of that. But
I can tell you it was a showbiz breakdown.
It was a show. Well, I've had many of those. And real life complete mental breakdowns. That bleed
you know the
into
difference?
Showbiz. Well, they bleed in. It's a lot of bleeding in.
Well, for all you know, chicken wire could have been a compliment. You had to get some context of what it meant.
No. There's a tone. Listen, we're going to get to the bottom of it eventually. Yeah. But I feel like there's going to have to be a few more bloodied lips first. So...
You're fully ready for his next...
I'm ready for his next move, whatever it may be.
Yesterday was...
Because you can't just go back to just commenting chicken wire on the face. You can't just go back because you've literally called him out on that.
Well, the real problem I have is now that I've made this video, I'm actually getting a lot more chicken wire comments from a lot of other people.
This is the start. This is Dunkirk.
Yeah, somebody...
This is the first fleet going in, then pushed back. This is going to go on for another 5 years now.
Somebody... I think comedian Freddie Quinn said I've created... What's it called? It's called the Streisand effect, where you try to stop something from happening, but you make it happen.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of what I've done, because a lot of strangers are now just writing chicken wire on anything I post.
But it's showing your weakness.
Yes, I really am. It is. It's driving the algorithm.
Surely you now call your next show hashtag chicken wire.
Well, we'll see. Listen, we'll see how this pans out. It might be a Zoom from a prison cell. We don't know.
So how are you feeling about the war going forward?
I feel good. We're plotting next moves. I can't talk about the next moves, okay? Listen, if there was a Ukrainian general in the room, he wouldn't say, "Hey, so how's the offensive going? What are you guys going to do next?"
That would say, "Have you ever shit yourself?"
Yes. And he answers many times. Many times. And I've never been to a real war, and I've shit myself a lot. Dietary issues and bad choices.
Sometimes
you just go to sleep when you need to shit. That's a mistake. Don't do that.
Yeah, I was actually thinking this the other night. Like, you don't really get. You get up for the night for the toilet. It's usually a piss. It's weird to get up for a shit in the middle of the night. That's a weird thing.
Diarrhea related.
To the general, just normal.
Yeah.
Oh, I need.
I've never woken up for a normal shit in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that's not a weird little thing you do. I'll tell you a really annoying thing: needing a shit when you're in the bath.
Oh.
Yeah, I've got to get out of the bath.
And then take a shower.
Do you know what I mean? It's just,
wiping your ass after a bath and a shit. Yeah, horrible. It's not nice, is it?
Yeah, it's a horrible feeling. Like, it's like shitting around a swimming pool as well on holiday. I don't like that.
Shitting in a swimming pool?
No, just generally needing a shit when you're in these trunks on.
No, but then you get back in the pool and you feel like you're tricking everyone. They have no idea what they're swimming in. Aha, you fucking idiots. Chicken wire. Got you too. I love revenge.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So when was the last time you shot yourself, Bobby?
Last time I shot myself was probably like, I don't know specifically about the last time. The one that comes to mind was I was in college and I was like just sleeping in a bed with a friend, like a female friend, but just a friend.
Oh.
And I woke up in the middle of the night and I just shit myself.
Oh.
It was quite embarrassing.
You woke up because you shot yourself or you woke up then?
I just woke up covered in shit. I don't know the order. Order of events. I could have woke up as I was shitting. I'm not sure. It's a real chicken and egg.
Chicken so and
did
egg.
Did I shit myself because I woke up? Did I shit myself because I woke up too suddenly? Did I wake up because I had shit myself? Did I shit myself when I woke up? It's really hard to piece it all together. Either way, 5 seconds after the unknown event, yeah. I was covered in shit in my own bed.
Because it would be weird to wake up, sit up in bed.
Yeah.
Oh, what's happened there?
Did your female friend know that had happened?
She was asleep.
Oh, great.
So
okay.
Then I just rolled out of bed very slowly and I snuck to the bathroom and I threw some things away. And things were thrown away. And then I cleaned my, took a little shower and I got back in bed and I never told her.
Wow. Are you still friends with her?
Yeah, haven't talked in a while, but like definitely if I saw her, it'd be nice. So yeah, we're friends enough that I'm not telling her ever that I shit myself. But actually then in high school, same female friend, we were just sleeping in a bed beside each other in high school. I drank too much Jägermeister and I pissed myself. I don't know what, no, here's the question. What has she been doing to me when I was asleep?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to see how it's her fault.
But I don't know, but she could be experimenting on me.
Sorry, I can't see anymore. Why? Because every time I'm near you, I shit or piss myself.
Now, she must have known about the piss.
I think she may have. I think I may have told her quite immediately because the bed was quite
She would have felt it, surely.
Yeah, I think that might have happened, yeah.
Why do you keep sleeping next to a female friend?
It was high school. You just like have friends you know, hang out with and then, I don't know.
You piss and shit in front of her. You know what school's like. You know what it's like.
I don't know. But yeah, that was it. It was very humiliating.
Yeah, sounds it.
Yeah, there's not really. You never. It's hard to do it confidently.
Well, shit yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With
swag.
I want to have enough swagger in my life. Yeah. I think when people talk about like self confidence, I want to have self confidence that when I shit myself, I just say, guys, I just shit myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, it doesn't even faze me.
Yeah.
I was doing a gig at a barbershop in Hackney and I just accidentally shit myself. But then I didn't let that faze me at all. I just went to the bathroom, I cleaned up, and guess what? I killed that gig. Well, caked in my own shit.
A barbershop?
Yeah.
A gig?
Yeah, there was a barbershop and a gig. I don't know. Again, I don't know if it was a gig first or a barbershop. It was a real another chicken and egg thing. But yeah, it was a barbershop gig.
So did you shit yourself on the way to the gig or once you got to
the
gig?
It was kind of on the way to the gig, yeah. There was some, yeah, I just mistimed some things and...
Just styled it out.
Yeah.
Well, I had that sort of issue today with, because I did lots of Guinness last night.
Yes.
It's dangerous, that, isn't it?
Yeah. You text us live from the toilet, didn't you?
Yeah. This is bad.
What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
The most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me? Well, I would say, I'll tell you an embarrassing thing that happened to me today. I'll read you from my phone. It was pretty mortifying.
Just tonight. Wow.
Live embarrassment. That's
so,
to catch you on the day.
So I had posted a thing about the chicken wire video, and then a guy commented and wrote, it was about my editor. I was complimenting my editor. He said, yeah, the editing's good, but without you being so unhinged, there wouldn't be a viral video, a video to go viral. He's complimenting me, saying, listen, good work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're funny. But I read, when I read it, I read, but without you being so unhinged, there would be a viral video. There would be a video to go viral. Right, so I thought he was insulting me. So I replied, hey, Mark, what the fuck have you ever done in your life, you petty loser? Go fuck yourself. And then I wrote, misread the message, ignore me, thought it said would. He took it quite well, actually. He was like, don't worry, I'm used to being abused by comedians. I was like, I don't know what world you're living in, but you need to get a new world. If this is just a...
Imagine how, that was, I'm going to just send a nice little compliment to this guy.
You go fuck yourself, you petty fucking cunt. I hope your wife and your kids never love you. Anyways, I didn't mean what I said. I take it back. I hope your wife is healed and your children like you from afar.
I remember my friend James, he's a gardener. Mm. And he texts, one of his mates texted him, winding him up, and he just texts back, ah, you cunt, right? And he accidentally sent it to one of his customers.
Oh, no.
But imagine, oh, it's James the gardener, was it?
Oh.
You cunt. Jesus Christ, that's uncalled for.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was texting my mother. That wasn't supposed to be seen by you. My mother has a really unique sense of humor.
Did you ever reply to Chicken Wire Man on the thing?
Oh, of course. I'd say, you're a really mean man. Stop right. it, please. Yeah. And then he'd just...
Because, I mean, some of this shit...
End goal is to drive me crazy.
Right.
Because they got a reaction from me the first time, so they want to keep getting reaction.
Right.
And I guess in that sense, they did succeed.
Yeah. Could you not have blocked them, or did you not want to give them that?
I don't want to lose fans. I'm not a place in my career where I can just turn fans down. These guys want to, you know, they might come to another show. They might give me money.
Yeah. This is what I like doing, though, because I get people who follow me. Obviously, like, they like what I do or whatever, and then they'll just throw in a negative comment that's like a review that I didn't ask for.
Right.
So I got one the other day that was like, someone just put, this isn't one of your best videos. Right, I blocked him. So I was like, you don't get any of it then. Do you know what I mean?
Okay,
like,
no,
yeah,
like.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? It's yeah, like, there you
good.
Go. There you go.
Was he right, though?
It wasn't one of my best. Where does it piss me off the most? I was aware. I didn't need it pointed out.
But actually, there's a lot of ways to say something sucks, and this isn't one of your best videos. It's probably the nicest way to say, this video sucks.
Yeah, but it didn't suck, right? It was not much going on that day.
Yeah.
I needed some content.
I understand. Yeah,
But I think if Chicken Wire upsets you, man, I'll send you some of my comments. You can fucking.
Oh,
you can have them.
Well, I went viral a couple months ago, but it was because somebody had secretly filmed me at a gig like 5 years ago, and I'd bombed for like 20 minutes, and then at the end of the bombing, I said, you know what? Fuck you. I'm good at this, actually. I'm very good at this.
It's very out of character.
You are not. And fuck all of you. So I really had a bit of another meltdown. But then what happened was somebody filmed it, and they took out the jokes I had told before that and just put the ending in. And then I didn't know, but for 5 years, this video just sat on E-Bombs World, of all places, and YouTube, and was just getting views. And it was called the heading for the video was worst comedian in the world, which I thought was unfair.
God.
And then,
it's an achievement.
And then, fucking like Lad Bible picked it up. Oh, and there was this article of a video of me without my name mentioned, calling me the worst comedian in the world and just telling the story of this bad gig. And then people just started tweeting at me because I didn't know this. Then people started tweeting at me, being like, you know, I don't think you're the worst comedian in the world. And I was like, what? No, that's a weird thing to say. And then someone else would be like, yeah, I think you're shit, though, actually. And I'm like, what is happening? And then for a couple days, I just got these weird messages. Then eventually someone sent me the article, and I was like, oh, this is horrible. And then I didn't tell anyone for months because I was like, I'm not giving this any air because my name wasn't on it. So I'm like, I'm just going to stay quiet.
Yeah, yeah.
And but then I just got a message today. Guess what? Lad Bible might put up my Chicken Wire video. So it's all come back. I went from worst comedian in the world to most petty comedian in the world.
Where was that gig?
That gig, I think, was Tunbridge Wells.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, well, my comedy and Tunbridge Wells don't really meet well.
Have you ever been caught shagging?
No, you know what I do? I fuck. with a door locked. That's what, I'm a big fan of that. I'm a big fan of having sex on a bed with a shut locked door. I have never been so, like, I love the fuck as much as the next cool young guy, but I have never been so overwhelmed with the urge to fuck that I'm like, I need to fuck someone right here in this McDonald's play gym, you know, or whatever you call it. I'm just like, hey, you want to have sex? I want to have sex. Let's have a good time with this. Let's go to a place where there's a bed and a door and the door lock. I'm all about that, really. It's one of my biggest...
I mean, it's like quite sinister about taking a girl to a bedroom, locking the door.
No, there's not. Nobody wants to be walking. If someone's going to let you inside of them, odds are they're okay with being in a locked room with you. If not, then they probably don't want to be there in the first place. But I think...
I don't know, he's locking the door, even there's no one else in the house.
I'd lock this door. If we were going to have sex right now, I'd barricade this door and I'd cover that. Listen, you know, you think, oh, we couldn't have sex in here, we might get caught. That's not true. I'd put this table against the door. I'd use my coat to cover that little window. Nobody's getting in. Then we could all have sex. It's just take precautions.
Like help each other out. Like, can you shift this room?
Like, take a couple precautions to save your dignity if you want to have sex in a sound studio in the middle of London, is all I'm saying.
So no is the answer. So you're pretty private when wanking as well, then?
No, I've got a card doing that for sure. I'll bet her off the table. Oh yeah,
very flippant when it comes to wanking. Actually, yeah,
if anything, the door's open.
Listen, I'll come in the bathroom where when we're done talking. Right, no, shit. Let's party
at the urinal.
No, because then you have to bend the dick down and try to come. I never understand when people do that. They try to come down into things. Like in porn, you know, they'll like bend through. I don't know how you can come when your dick isn't pointing up. I don't know how people can come when their
coming
dick's pointing
down.
I don't know. I think I have to see like a woman with 9 vaginas to come if my dick's pointing down.
Right, next question.
I think that's everything. I think we've got it.
That's not everything. You sent me the list. There's like 20 questions.
What were the other questions? Right.
Oh, wait. This is a nice one. This is one that I wrote. Although those questions are written by Jack.
He said that so quickly. So.
No, right. He said one that I wrote. Is this like. Tom. I didn't know you put so much time into this question.
Tom writing.
No, wait. Tom. You've said you wrote this question. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Bobby Mayer.
Yes.
What makes you happy?
Oh, that is nice.
Fucking with a locked door. Getting revenge. Sharing cool stories with nice guys. I don't know. Good food, my daughter. What do you know?
Yeah.
That's it, really. Nice, probably good food, my daughter. What makes you happy is never, it's not to insult your question.
But the
beautifully
like
written
it's,
question, though.
It's beautifully written.
That's what I like.
However, what makes you happy is never going to be a... What makes me happy is doing things I enjoy. I love reading. I love... But none of it's funny. That's the problem. When I'm doing the happy things, it's when I'm trying to do the happy things and it goes wrong that it's fun. And that's... But my kid makes me very happy. And
how old's your daughter now?
I know how old she is. Yeah. That was a comedic pause. She's almost two. She's almost two.
Almost two. Yeah.
Oh. See, this is what I mean. The questions I wrote, they lead to funny...
Yeah, hang on. Almost two.
Tom,
we're allowed a poignant bit of the podcast.
Wait, Tom, I've written a question. Can I ask you?
Yes.
Do you like to cuddle?
That was very well written.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
No need to elaborate.
What makes you happy? Not, do you like being happy? Yes.
Yes.
What makes you happy?
I'm in charge of questions. Yeah. From now on.
All right, I don't know if I really feel happy. Like, to be honest, I don't know how much happiness I have in my life. What I have is when I've stopped being like anxious and angry. So
that's
I have
good.
Moments of just like peace. Or when no moments where you're just like, you know, we all have kids. So like moments where you're like, oh, I don't have anything to do for the next 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's what
those
makes me
moments
happy. Looking
are
out
great.
The window makes me happy.
Yeah, those moments of just peace where you don't feel like life is slowly crushing you. That's what makes me happy.
Yeah.
Is when I'm not being crushed by life.
Yeah. I want to say
when I'm crushing another. When I show chicken wire to someone, that makes me happy because I'm the one doing the crushing now.
Yes.
Because I wanted to say there, I wanted to get an answer and I go, well, that's a nice place to end the podcast, but sort of not.
No.
No.
I feel happy when life isn't crushing me.
Yeah. Well, you want a happy place to end?
Well, just a public service announcement, because I love a stare out the window. Yeah. I fucking hate when people go, like, try and stop, they stop your stare. Do you ever get that? Oh, you're just looking at the space. Yeah, I was really enjoying that moment.
Yeah, you've ruined it. Yeah,
you've spoiled this.
Yeah, so I think some people do that. Some people see you at peace and think, I want to ruin this.
Yeah. Also, they're always like, oh, you look stupid because you're thinking. And it's like, yeah, well, if you brought a bit better conversation to the fucking table, I would have been engaging with you. But what I was actually doing was sitting here thinking, I have to talk to this fucking loser for the next 20 minutes. So I have 20 minutes of being in your company, and I was just trying to process that. And then you're like, what you do? Are you looking at the window?
Yeah.
People look at the window.
I've got one of things where I just, because I'm quite vacant a lot of time, where I will just stare. But not, I'm not staring. I don't know I'm staring.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? I'm not thinking about what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking. And sometimes it'll be at someone's face. Like, I'll be on a train. I'm just like staring directly. And everyone go, oh, sorry. They start to call the police. And
sorry, I was just thinking about sucking on your nose.
But you ever do that? You don't realize you're staring at someone. And and you go, oh, fuck, I'm sorry.
No, usually what happens to me, you're staring at someone, but then they notice and they say, oh, sorry, I was just staring into space.
Yeah.
You lie. Because you get caught staring at someone. It's not good to stare.
So you've been over here 12 years, Bobby.
That's true. In the United Kingdom,
what do you, is there a British version of Bobby now? Like there is there stuff that you've that you do now, or how you feel?
He hasn't even written this one. This is off the cuff.
Yeah, right.
Tom, I didn't know. We're digging into Tom's psyche. Okay.
What I'm reaching. Basically, I'm trying to prove that I can do it off the cuff.
Is there a British version?
Is there
of
a
me?
British version of you? Yeah. Is there part of, you know? Like, you obviously, you're still a Canadian, yeah? But
yes.
But here is home.
Yes. Yes, that's true.
And is there stuff that you do now that you're like, oh, that's cool that I do now, or think that?
Sometimes I get the tube.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you mean? What are you talking about, Tom?
Right, we're just going to finish the podcast.
What are you talking about? What the fuck does that mean?
I'm going to fade it out. Sure. Sweet Craig. I'm on his side now.
No, you can't be on Craig's side.
No, I'm on Craig's side. You know what?
I don't respond well to questions involving earnestness and positivity.
Clearly.
I don't know how to answer that.
Bobby Mayer, everyone. Yeah. Oh.
Chicken wire. What does that mean? Am I British? I don't fucking know.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.